Hello, people. Welcome back to another video by your good friend, Chad Marco. Make sure you guys send those smash that like button and let's talk, man. So, I'm a black man with a small penis. What shit luck, huh? So, you guys know I have a small penis. My penis is small. Small dick energy, ha ha ha. And I made a video a few years ago about how I feel about having a small dick and whatnot. And I just wanted to really in this video kind of go into like the specifics of like how I came to make peace with it. You know, because obviously penis size is something that a lot of men are insecure about. And like what the first thing I want to address, though, is that insecurity, because I feel like one thing I don't like is that people seem to believe that men just don't have good reason to feel insecure about their penis size, when I think that is just completely untrue. And like one thing, just for example, people will say, is that, oh, you guys watch too much porn, or you get these ideas from porn. And the crazy thing is, bro, is like it was never like what I saw in porn that really made me realize the importance of like penis size and how girls care about it. It was the real life things that I would see, the things that I would hear, you know. And I know I've told this story before, but one of the first situations in my life I can remember where I started kind of, you know, realize the penis pill was in high school. And there was a guy that all the girls, I'm not gonna say all the girls, but he was Chad. Like, he was the guy that just was getting bitches on top of bitches. And I remember I was in art class, and there was one of the girls in there that he had been with, and there was a football player who was talking to her, and they were talking about him, and he asked her or said something like, I don't see what you girls see in him. Why do y'all like him? And then she was like, he got a big ass dick. And I never forgot that. Cause the way she said it was just like, that's what he got. That's all that matters. That's the difference. And that's not the only time in my life where I experienced something like that, where I overheard a conversation where a girl was either praising a guy with a big dick or making fun of a guy with a little dick. And you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that whenever girls say size doesn't matter, that they're lying or anything. Like, no. But I do think that women have a tendency to embellish or have a tendency to kind of like not be 100% truthful when they're put on the spot, because they know how certain opinions might make them seem, or how it might make people perceive them, you know. Because the thing is, it's like when we have these conversations about penis size, there are, now of course, you have the shameless size queens who will admit size matters. I don't like little dick ass niggas. But then you have some girls who would try to act like it doesn't matter as much as we think it does. But the thing is like outside of that conversation, how often do you actually hear girls say stuff like that? Because when we're not discussing it, girls, like I said, they're either praising a guy with a big dick or they're making fun of a guy with a little dick. And going back to the whole insecurity thing, I'm telling you, as men, we're programmed, regardless of whether it's true or not, we're programmed and influenced to believe that it matters. And it's not just the porn, you know. How many instances in media can you point out where there was a joke or something at the expense of a guy with a small penis, or where a guy with a big dick was being praised, right? Like there was that whole MTV show, or was it VH1? I don't remember, but there was that whole show about the teenager who was a nerd but became popular when everybody found out that he had a big dick, right? And then Hajime no Ippo, the big joke about Takamura having a small dick and Ippo having an elephant dick. I mean, so there are, man, I was playing goddamn, what was it, Alien Isolation, and there was a small penis joke, right, sandwiched in there somewhere. And so, I can't tell you guys how many times I've seen this in the media and shit like that. And then you, the things you hear and the things that you see in real life, you don't need pornography to make you think that. But that's not really what this video is about. That's just setting the groundwork. This is a debate on whether or not it matters, how much it matters, and this and that. This is about making peace with being a dicklet. Finding peace in small dick energy. Making the most of small dick energy. So I got to go into like my realization that I had a small dick. And because I don't know how. You know, sometimes we go our whole lives just being blissfully ignorant of certain things. And then it just kind of hits us like, oh, this is who I am. This is where I stand. Kind of like the whole height thing. I never thought about my height much growing up until I started looking into like lookism and things on the internet about, you know, height pill and the statistics and data. And you see what girls think about height and all that. And then you see where you kind of rank amongst men in that regard. And then you're like, oh, well, now certain things make sense. And it was kind of like that with the whole penis size thing, where growing up, I never really thought anything about my dick other than it's my dick. And then just seemingly out of nowhere, I kind of just took assessment of my penis and was like, yep, this is small. And, you know, this kind of led me down a nasty rabbit hole. And I'll never forget, because this was when I was like, I think like 24 or 25. And for the first time, I had really taken an interest in wanting to learn how much penis size really mattered, you know. And so I just started like obsessively like looking up different websites, articles, forums. Like I was just all over the internet just gathering data and just seeing what girls would say, what guys would say and shit like that. And it was not good. It was not good. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say like, oh, every girl was like, he got to have a big dick or something like that. No, because you're going to have a mix. You're going to have the shameless size queens. You're going to have the in-betweeners who are like, yeah, I prefer a big dick, but it's not that big of a deal. And then you're going to have probably like the minority girls who would even go as far as to say like, I can't even say that, bro. Cause it's not like it, when I say minority, I mean like 1%. There's probably like a 1% of girls that would say like, I like small dick, but then it's like, they'll say that, but then it's like in connection with some type of femdom shit. Like, I like small dick, but I also want to tie you up and make you a pay pig type shit, right? Like, not the kind of like affection that a man would really want, right? It's the kind of shit where just like, I want to dominate you type. But that's what I saw. In general, what I saw was that size definitely does matter. We can debate, we can argue how much it matters forever. But I think that based on what I've seen from research, real life, anecdotes, stories, and all that, it's obvious to me that size does matter. And I think one thing that kind of throws off this discussion is that, because I feel like a lot of times, when women downplay the importance of size, they're not saying that a small dick is okay. They're saying that you don't have to be big, which is believable to me. But it's a bit different between having an average size dick and a small dick. Because I think you could find plenty of girls that would be satisfied with a regular ass dick. But a small dick is a whole different story. I have a small dick. Like, I would say it's the difference, like, with height, too, where it's, like, being 5'8", 5'9", as a guy, you're not 6 foot, but it's not that big of a deal. But when you're 5'6", 5'5", 5'4", that's when it can be a serious problem as far as, like, your dating options, your self-esteem. And that's kind of where you are when your dick is my size. And so, again, I'm obsessively researching this and looking into it and whatnot. And the deeper I go down a rabbit hole, the more my heart is broken. And, you know, at this point in my life, I'm happy Chad Marco. I'm happy single MGTOW Chad Marco. But one thing about my situation is that, you know, I never felt like getting a girlfriend was an impossibility. Like, it was something that was just not in the cards for me. I'm good being single. I'm good being a virgin. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily be surprised if I lucked up and got into some cute pussy, right? And I think what really bothered me initially about this realization that I had a small penis in comparison to the average was that the realization that even if I get a girlfriend, more than likely, she's not going to be satisfied with me sexually. More than likely, she's going to look at me like a little dick ass nigga. Right? And you know, girls, bless their heart. Girls are very sweet. Girls are very nice. They will play along with your bullshit ass dick, right? If they like you. And they'll probably make you feel like you're on top of the world. Come on now. Look, I remember this one guy posted something, and I'll never forget this shit. He said that he was having a conversation with his girlfriend, and she told him, "I'm glad you have a big dick because I don't have to lie to you and say that I like it if it was small." Right? That's what girls would do. And because I see guys who are like, well, my girl ain't complaining, isn't that? But be realistic. How many girls are going to just be honest about it? How many girls are going to honestly say that you have subpar dick? Girls won't even admit that you're not the best guy that they've been with. If they've been with 10 guys, they're not going to tell you that you're ranked number 5 or 4 in bed. Like, what it would do to your self-esteem and potentially their relationship. So I just feel like when girls say stuff like, when guys say, oh, well, my girl, I can't really believe that, because they wouldn't say anything else because it would ruin their relationship otherwise. And so this realization hurt me. I ain't gonna lie, because I never thought that if I did get into a relationship that I would have, okay, like, if I meet a girl and she likes me and we get together, right, then the sky's the limit. it's fun and games from here, right? You know, red pill shit aside, like, there are good times to look forward to. But I think with this realization, it was just like, even if I get there, even if I get the girl, my ideal girlfriend, my big booty Paul girlfriend, more than likely, she's not going to be satisfied with my penis. More than likely, even if she loves me, even if she likes me, in the back of her mind, she is going to be disappointed in my penis. She's going to be disappointed in the sex. And it could potentially be what ruins the relationship. I remember, and this might sound crazy, but this is some real shit, whether y'all want to believe it or not. There was, I don't know if you guys know, but there was this porn lady named Superhead or Kareen Stephan, and she was doing a Vlad TV interview, and she talked about how a woman being with a guy with a small penis is grounds for divorce or grounds for a breakup. And I know it sounds whorish and crazy, but I guarantee, I promise you, a lot of relationships have probably failed because the guy just could not hit it right. He could not give her the big dick thug nigga sex that she needed. She probably loved the nigga. She loved him, but she could not settle for subpar dick action. And so this shit had me sad for like a week. I ain't gonna lie. Because I had to come to terms with the fact that even if I get a girlfriend, that's going to be an issue. That's going to be a problem, more than likely. And it bummed me out for a little bit. But you know what brought me back? What brought me back from the darkness? Because this was like a week long obsession for me. What brought me back was MGTOW, monk mode, Volcel, herbivore meal, whatever you want to call it. The simple fact is this: I found happiness and inner peace and self-love without sex. I realized, and I guess in a way I always knew this, but I just needed to get over the initial trauma of the realization. But the fact is, I don't need to be good at sex. I don't need to be big dick thug nigga. I don't have to be that guy. In life, different people have different talents, different advantages, and things like that, right? Like, you have some guys who might be short with a big dick, some guys who are tall with a small dick, or maybe you tall with a big dick, but you slow as hell, you're dumb, or maybe you're smart as a motherfucker, but you short, right? And so we all tend to have different advantages or disadvantages, whether it's genetic or IQ, talent wise, whatever. And I just had to kind of accept that, you know, when it comes to sex, I'm at a disadvantage. I'm not equipped to be the ideal mate. I don't have the penis size to be that guy. I'm just not going to be that guy. And even more importantly, I don't have to be that guy. I never hung my hat on being that guy. I just think that I never came to terms with or processed who I was sexually, because I spent so long being single and made peace with that. I never thought about, okay, well, how am I going to perform if I do get a girlfriend? Who am I in the bedroom? Who am I as a lover? And when I finally thought about it and realized, oh, I'm little dick nigga that girls won't like, more than likely, you know, initially it hurt. But then I was like, you know what? I never was betting anything on being good at sex. I don't need that. I can live with being bad at sex. I can live with being the small dick guy, because I have enough going on to be proud of about myself. I have enough going on about myself to feel good about, that I can take an L here and there. I can live with being the small dick guy. I can live with not having the best hairline. I can live with this. I can live with that, you know, because I have more than enough to be thankful for. You know, it's unfortunate, but the simple fact is, it's not going to get in the way of me being happy and loving myself. And you guys won't believe me when I tell you this, because I kind of had a moment with my dick after I had a moment with my dick. Just bear with me here. But it was like a internal, I guess, like a metaphorical type of moment, right? Where I thought to myself, if I had a pill or just any sort of way to make my dick bigger, like no side effects, no weirdness, no negatives. Like you can be big dick thug nigga. Just take this pill. There's no negatives. I would not take it. I would not take it. And you guys, you won't believe me when I say this. I know you won't believe me, but I would not take it. And you know, I had a moment with my dick, like I said, and I'm looking at my dick. And my dick is talking to me, and I'm talking to my dick. Not literally, but just follow me. And I'm like, dick, you know, my whole life, I never had a problem with you. There are certain things about my body, about my personality, my character that I wanted to change and I wanted to improve. But I never had a problem with my dick. It wasn't until I realized girls would have a problem with my dick that I started to feel bad. And then once I cut that off, once I stopped giving a fuck about that, what was left? It's me and my dick. And I don't have a problem with you, man. The problem isn't me. And it's not you. It's them. And when I say them, it's not as a shaming thing. Women have every right to have the preference for penis size that they want. Fine. That's cool. I'm okay with that. But the fact is, I never felt bad about my dick until I started caring about what other people thought. And when I stopped giving a fuck what they thought, I realized I like my dick. I never had a problem with my dick. My dick always worked for me and what I needed it for. It fits in my hand. It feels good when I touch it. It busts nuts. It gets up whenever I need it to. I can crank out 7 or 8, 9 of them things in a day. I never had an issue with my dick until I started giving a fuck about what a bitch would think. And when I stopped giving a fuck about that, I was fine. I was great. And so if you're a guy with a small dick, and I'm not one for the typical normie copes, right? Of, you know, finger bitch, look, we are at a disadvantage sexually, period. That's just what it is. We are at a disadvantage sexually. Just take the L, hold the L. It is what it is, right? Do your best. But the way I made peace with having a small dick was just tuning out the noise of what bitches think, of what girls would think, and just focus on what I think, how I feel. Outside the context of girls and fucking bitches, I don't care. I'm okay with my dick. My dick works. My dick is fine. My dick is perfectly fine for me and what I need it for. The only issue is if I get with a girl, she might not like my dick. And if that's the case, we don't have to be together. Maybe, and you know, somewhere in my mind, I have a hope that I could find a girl who would be okay with my dick. And if not, cool. And this is the best advice I can give any guy with a small dick. You have to own that shit. And when I say own it, don't fake own it. I mean, you gotta own that shit like I do. If somebody gave you a big dick, a giga nigga dick pill, you have to really believe and internalize you would not take that pill. Until you reach that level, you're gonna be fucked up in the head. I'm telling you. Like, you have to make peace with your dick. You have to become friends with you. You got to be that guy. You got to be that little dick guy. I'm little dick Chad Marco. I'm running with that shit. And you guys see how I made the song about it, Little Black Dick. You know, it's kind of melancholy, but like for me, doing shit like that, talking about it, making a song, that was my way of owning it. That was my way of standing on that shit. I'm standing on little dick energy. Here I am. If you don't like it, if you don't want me, fine. That's cool. But this is who I am. And I just think as little dick niggas, as little dick men, we have to take that power back. We have to take that. We got to stop hiding and feeling bad about it. Be the little dick. Don't let anybody make you afraid to tell the world that you have a small dick. Be that guy. Because that's where the power is, bro. And you know, sometimes women will shame guys and make fun of guys for having little dicks and things like that. But it only works because we buy into it. We play into it by not wanting to tell people, not wanting people to know and shit like that. And then we feed that beast. Stop feeding the beast. Represent small dick energy. But seriously, and I promise you guys, if I ever met a girl before we ever have sex, this is the best advice I ever tell a guy with a small dick. Now, don't be ridiculous about it, but, you know, find your spot. But tell the girl that you have a small dick. Tell her. Tell any girl that you're ever going to be with before you get with her, let her know you have a small dick. Just put it out there. Lay it out there. Let her decide. Make her choose, little dick. And I promise you, I think that would make you feel a lot better. I think that would make you feel a lot better. But it's the shame, it's the hiding, it's the expectation of disappointment. I think that's what makes guys feel bad. You can't change what you have, But I think you can at least address like that sort of self hate, that self loathing, the insecurity that comes with that, just by embracing what you have and lay all that little dick just on the table and let it be known. And that's how I got to where I am now, where I don't give a fuck. I would tell any bitch I got a small dick and not even care. So I hope you guys enjoyed that video, and I will see you on the next. So, Johnny.